Okay, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat, on the way back to corn country. And I just wanted to give everybody an update. I had done an audio post a while ago about a job interview. It was last week. And I went for my second interview today, and they bumped up my time from 4 hours a day to 5 hours a day. And I hashed it over and over and, you know, discussed it with my beloved and trying to come up with a good solution. You know, the whole thing about money all year round, and as opposed to having, you know, 3 months off of work and driving to another town to work, those were the two positives about this job. The negatives far outweighed the positives. And thanks to my number one fan for suggesting that I write it all down. They're very strict as far as the vehicles are concerned, dealing with the passengers, your state regulated through different state departments, and I just couldn't see it. And then basically I'm making more money doing what I do now for these few months, and then the other job. But the money that I make, the extra money that I would make, I can't save it because I have to put it in my gas tank. So if I took the job that I went for the interview today, sure, I'd work all year round and I would make X amount of dollars. I wouldn't make as much. But then again, I wouldn't be putting $50 of fuel into my vehicle so that I could drive to another town weekly. So it really is a wash. And to me, it's a wash. I can't see, you know. And another thing, too, I didn't realize exactly how much money I made. I guess I got a raise somewhere. Everything's done electronically, and I have a guesstimate of how much money I make, and I realize, wow, I make a lot. And I know there's other companies in other neighboring towns that are actually offering sign-on bonuses, you know, $1,000 to sign on to work there, and then but you have to stay there a year. But it would be, you know, same thing. Well, actually, it'd be farther. Those two towns are farther, and they're north, towards Wisconsin. And I am headed west, towards Iowa. And, but I just think it's for the best that I just stay doing what I'm doing. I already know the routine. And I hate to say they're not as strict, but they're not as strict. I mean, you're state regulated for the vehicles. But there's a mechanic on staff. You know, over there, there's no mechanic on staff. It's me. I'm the one that has to do it. And what else? I'll have the summer off. But I am traveling in July. My oldest child, the thug, is going to be doing his commitment ceremony, or whatever you want to call it. They already got married, but they're going to have the big family to do in the South, in Georgia. So I'll be driving to Georgia in the hottest month of the year I wanted to smack my son. I'm like, chocolate melts in the heat. I hate the heat. Ugh. And Georgia, ugh. I went in August one year. That was enough. I was like, you know, I don't ever have to come back here again. This is just god-awful. But anyway, and then I plan on spending some more time with my grandson. And then after July, after the wedding, I'm supposed to have surgery. And I'll be laid up for like six to eight weeks, something like that. Just in enough time to go back to work. So, anyway, I think that's it. I was just watching this bus, trying to look and see, was it one of ours? But anyway, that's it. I got nothing. All right, people. Thanks for listening. Lenderness.